Mother Teresa is revered by millions of people around the world and inspires legions of Christian faithful. The Albanian-born Roman Catholic nun, who dedicated her life to India's poor, takes another step closer to sainthood Sunday when she is beatified by the Vatican in Rome. But some in India question whether the veneration paid to Mother Teresa is in the best interest of their country. The miracle is said to have taken place on October 5, 1998, exactly a year after Mother Teresa's death. A woman suffering from a cyst related to tuberculosis sought care at Mother Teresa's order, the Missionaries of Charity in Calcutta. Fearing the worst, two nuns gave the woman a medallion with Mother Teresa's picture on it. The woman prayed to Mother Teresa all night. In the morning, the nun said, she was healed. To the faithful, the story represents a divine intercession by Mother Teresa, proof that her compassion for the poor continues after her death. It takes two miracles verified by the Vatican to become a saint. The first opens the door to beatification, or the formal blessing of an individual. The Vatican is to formally beatify Mother Teresa on Sunday, and the event is being celebrated by millions of Christians. But some in India, where the nun lived most of her life caring for the poor, are skeptical. One is Dr. Ranjan Mustafi from the Balurghat District Hospital in Calcutta, who treated the sick woman the nuns say was cured by a miracle. He says the woman's recovery was the result of medical science, not religion.
At home, she was taking this anti-tuberculosis drug. In addition to that, on the basis of religion, she can have a prayer to Mother Teresa also. That is a separate thing. Every patient prays to God for relief. But at the same time, she was taking the anti-tuberculosis drug.
Others are criticizing the beatification process because they say it gives false hopes instead of practical solutions to people in a developing nation trying to provide health care to millions of poor. Fennel Itamaruku is with the New Delhi office of Rationalists International, a private organization that campaigns against what it calls superstition in favor of scientific progress. He says the beatification of Mother Teresa poses a problem for India.
We in India are facing a serious problem of lack of communication in health services. People are in rural areas. They are not aware of the medical facilities. Many people still think that prayer is better than medical care. But at the same time, here there is one big event happening in India which projects that medication is not the way, but miracles can cure you. This goes deep into the big problems that we are facing in India.
Mother Teresa's work with India's poor gained worldwide attention and won her the 1979 Nobel Peace Prize for her work with Missionaries of Charity. The group has 500 centers worldwide dedicated to helping the poor and giving homes to dying people who otherwise would have nowhere to go. But with the recognition came criticism of what some say is Missionaries of Charity's extreme asceticism. Some charge that given the money connected to those prizes, plus hundreds of thousands of dollars in private donations, Missionaries of Charity could provide much better health care than it does. Those assertions are flatly dismissed by the Missionaries of Charity. Sister Paula Marie speaks on the group's behalf about Mother Teresa.
All I can say to that is she gave herself 100%, and I think that's all anybody can do. If we give ourselves 100%, and she did that, and she did that faithfully.
The push and pull between science and religion is an ancient one, but one that raises new problems for developing countries like India. In the end, it seems, one's belief in the soundness of beatification for Mother Teresa may just come down to a question of faith. Patricia Noonan, VOA News, New